From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Diana Mary Rose, a psychic medium, a Reiki master of the healing arts. Her clairaudient and telepathic abilities are just profound, and she uses these skills while writing as well. She is supported by her spirit guides, her alter egos, past family members, and other souls who have played a part in her book work. Her unique style is her gift to the world, for within her writings are to be found profound truths. Now, she's got a degree from Exeter University in English Medieval Studies, has worked as a professionally trained archivist, and both these areas of expertise have contributed greatly to her ability to research subject matter with that rigorous eye for detail. Her latest book is called Atlantis and Gaia. Diana Mary Rose, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Do you go by just Diana?
Diana, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. How did you get involved in the psychic world?
The psychic side, now looking back, I was obviously born with a very psychic ability, but it really came through when I started meditating about 15 years ago, and that really propelled me into a clairaudience particularly, but also a bit of clairvoyance and that carried on. Meditating is the means to become more psychic. And that's certainly my case, anyway, meditating daily.
Was there anybody in your family that had this ability?
Yes, I believe my grandmother did. And that is something which I now understand through meditations, because I would see her image in the third eye coming through again and again. I thought, oh, that's my grandmother there, you know. And as times progressed, I realized that she was very, very psychic. And I think people say that the psychic skips a generation sometimes. I've heard that many times, and I think that must be the case with me, yes.
Do you contact the other side much, the dead?
Do I contact it? I would say they contact me. I don't think it's an ability that I would have myself. They come through if they want to. And they will do in a meditational state, or as now in a slightly trance-like state, and so on and so forth. But you can't force someone to come through if they don't want to be there. It's their decision upstairs, you know, it's their decision to come through.
Do they ever bother you so much that you just can't get any sleep or anything like that?
Yes, they do. They do sometimes. And that is something I've noticed on location. If I go on holiday, sometimes I'll have the most weird dreams, and I can hardly get any sleep because the dreams are so powerful. And that's because there is an element, as I would understand it now, there's an element of karma at that locational spot. So, for example, we went to Canterbury in Kent on holiday last year. All week, it was my dreams were appalling. And I realise now, and I realised at the time because I was told this, that in some way the land was being healed from karma in connection to me and other family members. So, yeah, it can be.
What do you think of karma, Diana?
Karma is probably the most important subject on Earth because it's behind almost everything that we do, and also how we suffer, and so on. Love at first sight, that is so often karma. It's unresolved karma from a previous relationship. It's karma is everywhere. The purpose of relationships is indeed to understand and to love each other when we've been at war in a past lifetime. It's about unresolved feelings, and also that comes through to all sorts of other things as well.
That old saying, "What goes around comes around," is pretty darn true, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't escape. That's right. We can't escape. If we have a massive fallout with somebody in this lifetime, and that can be on a personal level, or it can even be wider than that on a grouping in terms of warfare or whatever, we have to come back and make good in the future, in a future life form. And that's what I've discovered through many multiple healings and meditations and everything, that our life today is unresolved from prior lifetimes, and that very often war will come into that, because war is an unnatural thing for us to do, to kill each other. That's appalling. And to mutilate, that's appalling. So that has to be dealt with in a future life form, and that can come back in multiple ways.
What if people used karma to try to better themselves? Does it work that way? And let me cite an example. You help somebody, but you help them up because you think something good is going to happen for you. Does that work?
I don't see why it wouldn't work. It depends on your altruistic view of life, I think, as to whether that comes about. There's no harm in being wealthy and making money, you know, in the process of doing good. It all boils down to your thoughts, how you think. There's no escaping. Devious thoughts or unpleasant thoughts beneath the surface will come back at you. But if your thoughts are truly good, then yes, you are releasing all sorts of negativity from the human aura, which is where the karma, in a sense, is stored, and moving forward in your understanding towards enlightenment. You know, everything we do in the reincarnational cycle is about moving forward into enlightenment, becoming more noble beings, shall we say, you know.
The Charles Dickens work, A Christmas Carol, of course, based in Britain.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yeah, that's all spooky.
Where the spirits came and visited Scrooge.
Yes. The ghosts are an interesting one because they are land-based souls. They're people who've died very often under traumatic experiences, and they're earthbound. They simply cannot move forward to the light. A lot of healers, including myself, indeed, have healed ghosts, and it's quite fascinating how you see them moving up the stairs as they leave the earth plane, and they move up the stairs to heaven, nirvana, wherever they're going, you know, into another life form.
They never go downstairs?
No. Never seen that ever. They always climb up. Particularly, for example, the First World War, that created a huge amount of suffering for millions and millions of people. And quite often, what you'll find, when they gather round about the 11th of November, which is when the Armistice Day is you know. And they will be, in fact, I had a friend who went to a church service at that time. She said, the church was so cold. And I said, well, yeah, it will be. It's absolutely stuffed full of World War One soldiers who are ghosts. They're wanting to be shown the light to move forward. So, yeah, it's an interesting subject. Ghosts are fascinating, yeah. But they're basically waiting. They're wandering around lost. They're waiting to be shown the light.
When you wrote the book Atlantis and Gaia, tell us how that evolved.
It evolved because of COVID. I mean, like everybody else, I was stuck at home for a lengthy period of time.
Sure.
And I've had these thoughts going around in my head for literally decades. I mean, you know, I've been cataloguing my past lives for at least 15 years and also those of my family members because I've been seeing them and understanding them and healing them. And finally, COVID, I thought, oh, I've got nothing better to do. Let's write a book, you know. And it started to come through and it kind of evolved into its own purpose. But yeah, it took about 3 or 4 months to write, and then I sort of I sent it off to about half a dozen publishers, and one of them, O Books, John Hunt Publishers, very kindly said, yes, we'll publish it, you know, so that was very, very exciting. But it's lovely as well, because I've got so many thoughts going on in my head about the world and how it all works, with reincarnation and karma, that... it was lovely to sort of offload it, you know, into a book, albeit in a sort of wacky style.
Sure.
You know, but yeah, it's great fun.
I assume your clients come to you, and what do they want? What do they ask for?
What do they want? They're usually concerned about their health, actually. They usually come for that. Although they can obviously want to know if somebody's upstairs and, you know, wishing to communicate with them as well. They want closure and they want peace of mind. I think peace of mind is the big one. They just want to know they're loved. And that's one of the messages in the book, that love is the biggest thing that we have to learn to do. You know, there's so much hatred and so on around, and love is the most important thing. And meditating and healing and all of, and using nature's herbs and all the rest of it moves you into a loving embrace with Mother Gaia. And also you evolve and you move forward on the spiritual dimension too.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty system for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Do you believe this planet is a living organism?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You do.
Yes, it reincarnates. I mean, again, just as we reincarnate, the animals reincarnate, the plants, you know, the recycle, everything recycles. It's one huge recycling element to the universe. And Mother Gaia is undoubtedly the energetic level, the etheric energy behind the living world. That's right. Without that, there would be no life on Earth. There'd be nothing. There'd be no momentum behind any recycling and so on. So, yes, I do. Yeah.
Have you had people of celebrity status come to you? You don't have to necessarily give us names, but.
No, I haven't yet. No, that would be lovely. That'd be quite exciting. But no, I haven't. I'm actually quite a sort of. I'm sitting here in Rutland writing my books, writing away, and who knows what will happen as a result of the book. But up until now, I've been, you know, very much a sort of small-time person, really, in my house, beavering away, meditating, seeing local people, and just generally helping out. But the book is the first time I sort of ventured into the world. So who knows what will happen?
Diana, what would you say your expertise is? What would you say you're truly the best at?
Right. Well, I think that is, in actual fact, the written word, but it comes through the audio. So it's clairaudience. I do see things, but on the whole, hearing is my biggest ability, and that has been building up for maybe 10, 12, well, gosh, probably even 20 years of healing. It's, the more healing you do, the more psychic you become. So I've got to the point now where I can have a sort of one-to-one conversation with my spirit guide, which may sound a bit weird, I don't know, but I can have a one-to-one conversation with my spirit guide. I literally hear somebody chatting away to me, telling me things, and I can ask questions, you know, bat the ball back, and then they will answer them. That is an extraordinary ability to have. Before that, I would hear the odd word while I was mowing the lawn or doing the hoovering. You know, when there's a sort of background noise a little bit, I would hear words in the noise, and I would write them down and douse over them and see what it all meant. But as that has progressed, and as I put more healing into myself, it has changed. It changed about maybe 3 years ago now into actually hearing somebody talking to me. And it's something you can't really explain it to most people because they think you're batty, you know. But it's simply a deeper form of clairaudience, and it's a very profoundly useful skill to have. So when somebody asks a question, I will very often hear, for example, you know, somebody will say something while they're at a consultation here, and I'll hear a no come through when they're even halfway through the question. No, that's not right. So they want to jump in there and just help people as much as they can, and then they'll explain what really is going on, you know. So it is, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Do we all have spirit guides, Diana?
Yes, everybody does. Every single person on Earth has a spirit guide. Now, you may not be aware of that. It depends on your level of psychic ability or whatever. But yes, every single person does, and they will come through to heal in your dream state. So sometimes people will see, and I've done this myself, people will see a face right in front of them in the middle of the night, you know, which might totally freak them out, you know, as it kind of did me, really. Oh, it's weird, you know. It's right up, almost up to your nose. Now, that will be your spirit guide healing you in the nighttime, because dreams are healing your karma very frequently, and the spirit guides come in to help on that level. But everybody has them, but they aren't necessarily aware of them, yeah.
And what about reincarnation? Where does that fit in?
Reincarnation is, it boils down to the soul. Everyone, I hope, would understand they have a soul. And reincarnation is when we send a version of ourselves down from soul onto the earth plane. We die, we go back up to our soul with that information that we've received and all the rest of it, and then we reincarnate again. So another aspect of the soul comes down. And it's a permanent process, and it goes on for thousands upon thousands of years. It's all about learning to love, and in the process, learning to release bad feelings, negativities from ourselves. So, because in each lifetime, we come down to learn, we have a mission, but we also have free will. And it's usually free will which gets us into a mess. So the free will is basically the intellect. The intellect interferes with our instinct to be kind and pleasant to people. And then materialism sets in. And then we get nasty and do deals, and then, you know, there's hatred and there's warfare and all the rest of it. And it carries on until finally our mission, which was originally to love and be benign, is way gone out the window. And then we die, and then we reincarnate again in order to bring that mission back onto track and learn to love again. So it's one eternal cycle of trying to learn to love each other and be at peace.
How do you feel about the future of this planet?
I'm very positive. I'm very positive indeed. I do understand that Gaia has enormous power. That is the Earth energy. Gaia has huge amount of power, and Gaia has absolutely no intention of self-destructing whatsoever. And also, the universe is connected to those healing energies. So the entire universe is healing Earth right now through its vibrations. And that there are certain subjects which are an absolute no-no, and one of them is nuclear war. That will be removed from the Earth plane shortly, but it will never be allowed to occur. So there are certain things which are never allowed to occur.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.